Love has come. Come, let us worship and adore him. In times past, the prophet spoke the word from God, saying, "Inasmuch as these people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men, therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among these people, a marvelous work and a wonder." This is the story of that marvelous work, the marvelous work and the wonder of Jesus.
In that day, the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel.
The humble shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel.
Thank you.
Beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight."
Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, then Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord."
"My soul magnified the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He who is mighty has done great things. Holy is his name."
God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
In these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, the brightness of his glory.
So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was not room for them in the inn. There were in the same country shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid.
Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
When he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, 'Let all the angels of God worship him.'"
Let all the angels of God worship him.
Thank you.
Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King.
Let them praise his name with a dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation.
Let them sing praises to him, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth.
We are joyful in glory. The praises of God are in our mouth.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Through Jesus we are not condemned. Through Jesus we are saved.
We are joyful in glory. The praises of God are in our mouth.
Thank you.
Then the whole multitude began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Sure, he must have been surprised where this road had taken him, 'cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes a message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. This is such a strange way to save the world. To think of how he could have come if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lonely shepherds at his birth. Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why here? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. This is such a strange way to save the world. Oh, 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 oh. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. This is such a strange way to save the world. This is such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to save the world. A strange way to save.